like to bring your attention to what I think is an interesting midrash. In the end of the Aliyah, the Torah tells us the following, that after the call from Moshe, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, right, that the Moshe sends out a call that there is actually, people have been bringing too much. The Vayomru al Moshe Lemar Marbim Ha'am Lahavi. So people are bringing too much. We don't need any more donations. And Moshe sends out a call that this campaign, this fundraising campaign, has come to a close. And the Torah says, "V'hamlacha haita dayam l'chol hamlacha la'asot ota v'hotem." And the amount that had been raised for the Mishkan was more than enough for the task at hand. The Midrash says the following: V'chein Moshe hochichan. Moshe rebuked them. V'lavan v'chatzerot v'di zahav. In the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe goes through the different stops of Bnei Yisrael, and when you take a look at them, you see they don't really match what we know from Sefer Bamidbar. So the Midrash uses them to explain that these are different places where Moshe is hinting to events that occurred. And with regard to di zahav, di yam, enough, di zahav, the Midrash says, mashal lebachur, shenichnas lemedina. So the story is about a young man about the same age as you are. Ra'a otam govin staka. He sees people, there's a fundraising campaign for tztaka. V'amru lo ten. He said, okay, here's a new person in town, contribute to the campaign. V'hayanoten. So he's a very generous young man. He gives and he gives. Ad she'amru lo dayech. So then he said, okay, thank you very much. You've been very generous. I don't know any fundraiser who ever said this before, but he said, enough, you don't have to give anymore. Okay? Said, halach ma'at. So he continues in his way, right? He just came into town. V'ra'a otam govin l'tiatron. He sees them having a campaign, taking money for the theater. Now, the theater in Midrashim doesn't mean the theater the way that we think of the theater. The theater means Roman gladiatorial games. It means things that are going on. There might be people who tell you that today, that the theater of today is also antithetical to our values. But certainly the Roman theater, which the Midrash is referring to, falls into that category. Amru lo ten. And so they said, okay, here, buy a ticket. V'haya no ten. And he didn't just buy a ticket. He bought not only an orchestra ticket, he bought season tickets. Amru lo dayech. He said, you're buying the boxes. You don't need to spend so much money. Kach Yisrael. So this is the same with Bnei Yisrael. Natnu zahav le'egel ad shamar lahem dai. So they gave so much money the gold for the egel until it was too much. Dai di zahav v'natnu zahav le'mishkan ad shamar lahem dai. And they also gave so much money for the mishkan until there was too much. Shenemar v'amlacha ita dayam l'chol amlacha la'asot ota v'hoter. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yalvo zahav ha-mishkan v'yichaper al zahav ha'egel. Zahav that they gave should have a kapara for the egel. Now, when I saw that midrash, so the truth is, I have a little bit of a problem with this midrash. Not because of the idea. The idea itself is perhaps an interesting thought and something which requires a discussion, beyond what I'm going to do now. At what point do we say when a person does averot? How are you mechaper for those averot? They made the egel. What does it mean that now that they are invested in the Mishkan, that this is a kapara for the egel? How do you make that switch? That's an important question. And it's not the question that I want to focus on right now, even though it's the bottom line of the Midrash, right? The Midrash said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavo zahav ha-mishkan v'chaper al zahav ha-egel. But that's not the part I want to focus on. The point I want to focus on is, and this is the problem that I had with the Midrash, is that that last line of the Midrash, let the Mishkan come and be mechaper and atone for the egel, doesn't match the story. In the story, it's not that the person came and spent his money on the gladiatorial games and then hit the tzedakah campaign. If that had been the story, then it would have been a perfect match. They had the egel. This fellow wasted his money on frivolity or worse, and now he recognizes that he has to make amends and he gives to the tzedakah campaign. But no, the story is that the first thing that he does is that he goes in and he gives the tzedakah. And then he goes to the teatron. And here, and I don't know exactly how it matches the last line, as I said, I have a problem with it. But in terms of the story itself of the Medrash, it's saying something which Rabotai speaks, or should speak, to every bachur here, and not only every bachur, every person here in this room. You know, we give tzedakah, or hopefully we give tzedakah. We do mitzvah. This is, it affects the dilemma, this medrash, of the people who we are. We do mitzvot. And not only do we do mitzvot, sometimes the very first thing we do is mitzvot. Right? You woke up this morning. Now maybe some of you had enough time to wake up in the morning, to look at your phones, and check your WhatsApps. Or whatever else you check when you, you know, wake up, check the sports scores. Maybe. Right? But my guess is that most of you didn't have enough time for that. Now you woke up, you came downstairs, you went right to the Beit Midrash, right for the mitzvah. And now the question is, once you've reached the stage, because we all psychologically reach a certain stage of dayan, enough. Okay, I've gone to minyan this morning. I've learned morning seder. I'm learning in the Beit Midrash. I'm doing acts of chesed. I'm giving tzedakah. Day, enough. At what point do I say, well, now it's time for the theater? It's time to go to the next thing. And I can live this bifurcated life. The Bachur is giving so much tzedakah. It's true, he's giving a lot of tzedakah. And then, from his perspective, there isn't a difference, really, between the tzedakah that he's giving and the life in the gladiatorial games. It's all, this is when I'm in the Beit Midrash, this is when I'm in the theater. I'm two different people. And the Midrash is saying, no. You can't have that kind of life. You can't look at it as two separate frames in your life. We, as you know, believe in the philosophy that one is supposed to take from the world and integrate it into a full Torah persona, but not a bifurcated persona, not two different halves which really have nothing to do with one another, and if anything, one half has to be mechaper on the other half. No. If you live that kind of life, so then, you know what, maybe this is the answer to my question in terms of the flip. You know, sometimes you'll be lucky. B'nai Yisrael was lucky. Sometimes the tzedakah will come and be mechaper. You know what, but other times, it'll be just the opposite. The theater will have wasted all the tzedakah that you gave. That first you did the mitzvah, and then you threw it all away. Rabotai, we live a complete life. But it's a complete life. It's not a bifurcated life. Take that as your message, and then maybe, you know what? Maybe you will never even ever say daya. You'll never say enough. There'll never be enough. Have a wonderful day.